The traffic across key California bridges was lighter than usual today. Yesterday, California Governor Gray Davis announced that federal officials had reports of potential terrorist threats against 4 bridges. The governor has posted State Highway Patrol and National Guard units at vulnerable sites. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports that there's concern the governor has overreacted.
The best alternative to driving across the Bay Bridge to get to work in San Francisco from Oakland is the Bay Area Rapid Transit System, or BART. The train runs through a tube underneath the bay, and this morning there was a noticeable increase in the number of riders. Many said they were trying to temper their concern with the resolve to not let the threat change their lives. Joe Davidson works for a San Francisco law firm.
I think most Americans are concerned, but we've got to go on, as they say, and I think it'll be pretty secure. They've got the National Guard and so forth, or the Highway Patrol, I think, patrolling the bridges, so should be okay.
At a nearby casual carpool stop, architect Janet C. said she had to fend off relatives' requests that she stay away from the bridges, advice she was setting aside as she waited for another passenger.
Yeah, I think everybody's a little bit nervous, but we're just going to do it. We have to get to work. We're not going to alter patterns too much. We're not too worried.
Similar reactions were heard at other California bridges. Governor Davis said yesterday that there was credible evidence that 4 had been targeted. They are the Golden Gate and Bay Bridges, the Vincent Thomas Bridge in Los Angeles, and the Coronado Bridge in San Diego. The cause for concern came in an alert from the FBI that cited uncorroborated information indicating the possibility of terrorist attacks against Western bridges. The FBI's alert also came with a notation that the information was not meant to be shared with the news media. So when Governor Davis mentioned the threats in response to a question at a news conference yesterday, some federal and local officials said he was out of sync with federal authorities. Among Davis's critics was Alameda County Sheriff Charles Plummer, Northern California's liaison to state emergency officials. He said Davis's disclosure caused him to go ballistic. But today, Davis defended his action.
I have no apologies for the decision I made yesterday. I acted on 3 written warnings from 3 federal offices indicating that there was a potential threat to suspension bridges on the West Coast. We get briefings almost every day, but this one was time-specific and location-specific. And I felt it was appropriate to tell people what I was doing to prepare for that threat and to fully inform them.
Back at the BART station, several riders agreed with the governor's action. Deborah Kent is a community relations specialist at the University of California, San Francisco.
I think it's always a hard call to make when you, I think he acted from his conscience, so I can't really fault him for doing that. I certainly think the media in general sometimes shares too much information about things, when, certainly in a warlike situation like we're in now. But I think that he acted from his conscience, so I really don't know that I can fault him.
Security at the bridges was already high. 2 weeks ago, authorities found 2 suitcases near the Golden Gate Bridge. The suitcases didn't contain anything threatening, but their proximity to the landmark site unnerved authorities. Today, National Guard units and battle fatigues and Humvees are a common sight on all 4 major bridges. Despite the security concerns, experts in structural engineering say the bridges themselves are very sturdy and could endure a major car bomb attack. But no one wants to speculate on what kind of damage a crashing plane might cause. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.